Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 through 21. So let me set the context here. Jesus is grieving over the loss, over the passing of John the Baptist, who has been beheaded. And, you know, picture this for a moment. I mean, here is the forerunner to Jesus, John the Baptist, who had come to prepare the way of the Lord, who had baptized him in the River Jordan, who, you know, if anyone understands him, if anyone gets what his ministry is about, and what he's come to do, and is there not just to take, but I mean, really understood him, right? Came to prepare his way. And it was John the Baptist. And now John the Baptist has been not only thrown in prison, but then beheaded. And so now we pick up in verse 13. It says, when Jesus heard it, he departed from there by boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the multitudes heard it, they followed him on foot from the cities. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. Let's pause here for a moment. Have you ever been through tough times? Have you ever been through, and you're like, Josh, daily, right? But I mean, at a moment when you feel like just getting away, like, just get away. I need a moment to myself. It says, Jesus went away by himself to a deserted place. But the multitudes, they heard it. Now, if you have children, you know what that's like, right? You try to find a quiet place. You know, you're going through a tough time. You know, you're trying to just get a little space, just a moment of quiet. And the kids, they inevitably find you, right? Now, I have six kids, so that's the first example that I think about, right? But you know what I'm talking about? Translate that to your own life, your own experiences, you know, what you've been through. When you're going through pain and you're hurting and you're struggling, and you need just a moment. And then all of a sudden, people are coming after you. They're needy. They need you. They want you. And how does Jesus respond? And this is just so beautiful because this is our Savior, our friend. This is Jesus who we're following, who we've surrendered everything our life to. What is he like? Let's find out. Verse 14. I'm going to read it again. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. He cared about their physical need. And then look at this. Not only, it even goes further. He says, and when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, this is a deserted place and the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food. Now, before we read Jesus' response, how easy would it have been for Jesus just to say, hey guys, party over. It's been great spending the day with you. Thanks for interrupting my solitude. Thanks for, you know, but hey, it's been great. Now listen, it's getting late now. I don't want you guys to be stranded here. Why don't you, we go ahead and let's end this. I want to make sure you get a safe journey, get back safe. It would have been so easy. But what does Jesus do? He goes the extra mile. How many times do we do just what has to be done? You know, it's like, oh, maybe a saving face, or maybe it's that we care, but we do just what we need to. Well, they're here. We got to take care of them. They knocked on the door, so we better listen for a moment. No, it's like when they knock on your door, you invite them in. Like, oh, you want to sell some Girl Scout? Why don't you come on in? Or, oh, you knocked on my door to share your religion, whatever it may be, right? It's like saying, hey, come on in. Not only am I not interested or I'm just being nice to listen, but come on in for dinner. Stay a while. And then let's see how he responds. But Jesus said to them, they do not need to go away. I love that. They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. And they said to him, we have here only five loaves and two fish. He said, bring them here to me. And then, we know the story, but I love reading it. Then he commanded the multitudes to sit down on the grass, and he took the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, and look where we get this example, before he multiplied it, before they ate, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitudes. So they all ate and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments that remained. Now those who had eaten were about 5,000 men. Notice this, besides women and children. So, I mean, easily we could have had, I mean, if you just had a woman for every man, that's 10,000. And then, you know, imagine big families and especially even larger families back in the day. I mean, we might have 10,000 plus, it could be 15, 20,000 easily, right? But what do we walk away? What's the challenge for us? Well, let me ask you, what is the greatest challenge that you're facing at the moment? Now, let's take it to Jesus. Let's pray and ask him to either remove the challenge, to handle it, or give us the strength, the grace, and the faith to overcome and grow through it. Let's thank him for this past faithfulness and take a moment to feel his love and compassion for us as his daughters and sons created in his own image. And then the other challenge, the other takeaway I get, one is that Jesus, right, loves us, has compassion for us, cares about our challenges, cares about our pain. But then number two is that God help us as followers of Jesus, created in his own image. May we imitate that. Even in the midst of our own challenges, even in the midst of our own struggles, I want you to think about it. Who is it at this very moment, even as you're dealing with your own struggles, who is standing there and needs your compassion? Who needs, may even need more than compassion, although that can be hard to give at times, but may need your help at the very moment when you think you have it to give the least. And in fact, I want to remind you, the way we've been wired by Jesus is that when we think we have the least to give, when we're struggling the most, is in that moment when we give genuinely, even when it hurts, but we give, that we get filled. Give and it shall be given. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Let's pray. Father God, I just pray that you would help us to see you as someone full of compassion, as someone who truly cares about our needs, cares about our struggles, Father. Help us to believe that. Help us to have faith and help us to trust you that you'll not only have compassion, but you'll take care of our needs. Maybe not in our own timing, maybe not in the way that in our own human minds that we may think is the best way of what we need, but Father, we trust you that you do care. And Father, we ask that you would help us to care for others. Help us to be moved as you're moved. Help us to not only emotionally take time to express our compassion and our care for others, but help us to be willing to step up physically and give when we're supposed to do so. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, if this episode has encouraged you, you can download other episodes on my podcast, Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark. And please also take a moment to rate us and give feedback so that we can spread this message and encourage others. And then also you can go to my blog, beacatalyst.com, where you can also download the episodes there and view other resources and register for our email updates. All right, let's go out there and make it a super ultra awesome, fantastic day. God bless.